The governor's spending plan is about $400 million over the current budget.
We're going to invest $22.9 billion in funding for the FEFP. So that's an increase in over $1 billion over last year. $900 million will represent the initiatives we've done for teacher compensation, teacher and principal bonus programs.
One of the largest increases is $600 million to raise the minimum salary for public school teachers to $47,500 per year, which DeSantis says would take Florida from 26th in the nation in teacher pay to number 2 behind Illinois, according to the most recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
There were some questions about this when we first rolled it out, because some people said, oh, is that the starting salary for new teachers? No, that's not the way it works. Everybody in Florida will be at a minimum of $47,500. And so that represents 101,000 current teachers that will see a raise.
That would have a meaningful impact on terms of recruiting and retaining teachers, as would work with the state's higher education system.
I'd like to expand the pool of college graduates who would consider teaching. I think this is one way that you can do it. Commissioner Corcoran said he's already getting calls of people from other states. Are you guys really going to do that? We'll move to Florida if you're going to do that. So I think it's going to really make an impact.
Add to that $300 million for the Florida Classroom Teacher and Bonus Program, which would replace the existing Best and Brightest bonus plan,
which, you know, had gone through these iterations and I think was well-intentioned, but I don't know that that really ever hit the mark. The $300 million is going to provide up to $7,500 in teacher bonuses and up to, I think, $10,000 in principal bonuses.
The focus of the new program is on teachers and principals in so-called Title I schools, which receive funds to meet the educational needs of students living at or near poverty levels. DeSantis also has a number of other proposals for education.
We'll have a $50 increase in the base student allocation, an additional $25 million for a total of $100 million for mental health initiatives in our schools. And then we're going to continue the momentum we've had with workforce education, $25 million in different workforce initiatives.
Teacher vacancy numbers are relatively low in the Western Panhandle. Santa Rosa is almost at full capacity with only 4 openings. Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says they're actively seeking to hire 14 teachers, adding that number could change. And in Okaloosa County, almost 40 positions await filling. Martin Powell, the Florida Education Association's chief of staff, feels the governor's plan should be just a starting point.
We're finally having these conversations, which is beneficial, but we need to move into a different direction to make sure that we're actually addressing the problems rather than putting Band-Aids over them.
Also recommended by Governor Ron DeSantis is a $25 million increase for school security and safety grants and no tuition hike for Florida's colleges and universities.
And I think that's been part of the success for Florida moving up in these rankings, is that this is becoming a really good value, and you can't say that about too many other aspects of higher education. It's like people go really deep into debt, some of these like third and fourth tier private schools. It's just crazy.
DeSantis calls his education spending plan bold, meaningful, and within the context of a budget that works. Legislators will be the judge of that when they kick off the 2020 session on January 14th. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.